asked Mr. Sal Rizzovato, Mr. Ed Kushaudi, and Mr. John Sanjeev Verma.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak to you this morning. And the two speakers before me raised a number of points, and I'd like to address some of them as well. I don't want to repeat what has been said. However, I do have to repeat, it is a laudable goal to keep people from smoking. There is no question about that. However, I came here to talk to you to give you the real life, the practical response to what was just spoken about by Mr. Kirstie. My members operate gasoline convenience stores, and tobacco sales are a large part of their bottom line. Not just cigarettes, but cigars and other products. I brought with me several members today that sell the cigars, and one actually has a gas station convenience store in Pennsylvania as well, so he can give you some practical experience there. And one of my members also has a wholesale business where he does sell on the internet. And it is so important because this legislation, if it's geared towards trying to get people to stop smoking, will not. There are not young people that are walking around smoking cigars and pipes. They do smoke the cigarettes. And the price of cigars and pipes may be keeping them from it, plus it's probably just not cool for them. The people that smoke these products are older people, and it's not going to stop them from smoking. The part that I want to address today is a repeat of what was just said, and that is that they will purchase it elsewhere. I have numbers of people that I know smoke cigars, and they chastise me for not making my purchases over the internet because of the price difference. My members are the reason that I don't purchase over the internet. So now when we start talking about this legislation today, I have a concern about my members that are going to lose more to the internet or crossing the border and purchase elsewhere. And that is what I came here to talk to you about today, that this isn't going to accomplish what you want, and we very well may lose revenue when we lose the sale, because we're not going to stop somebody from making the purchase. We are going to stop them from making the purchase from a small business owner in New Jersey, and that is a concern to me, and is why I'm here. With that, I'd like to ask the two members that I've brought with me here today, if they could tell you their experiences and how this affects them. First is Ed Kushaudi. You got to press that button, Ed, and you can introduce yourself there.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and the board. My name is Ed Kushaudi, and I own a gas station with a convenience store, which I sell some premium tobacco and pipe tobacco. I'm also a wholesaler, and I own my own line of cigars that I sell over the internet and to retailer across the nation. And on top of it, I'm a non-addictive, proud cigar smoker. The last time I smoked a cigar was 3 weeks ago. I only smoke during social gathering, so we are not into addiction with smoking the cigars. This bill will increase definitely the price of the cigars, and as we mentioned, cigar smokers are we are in control of who we sell it to, who we don't sell it to. Internet, the people are not. Cigar smokers are more for professional adult people that will not stop smoking because you increase the sales tax, but they will go, all the excise tax, but they will go look for it somewhere else. They are more educated than the average high school kid. But that's on my retail side, so that's going to drop my retail side and going to put me in jeopardy to pay the floor tax. On the wholesale price, on the wholesale issue, you're going to force me, myself, and some other wholesalers to move across the border to Pennsylvania where there is no excess tax. I only have to open a small store there, rent it, and I don't have to pay the excess tax here. The 20% is still acceptable, comparable to other states. The 68% will put it way high and will put my retailers that sells my line of cigar out of business too.
Mr. Kashadi, Mr. Verma?
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I'm a little nervous, so please indulge with me a little bit. I have businesses in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and the point I want to make is New Jersey is one of the 48 continuous states. We're not an island by ourselves where by doing certain things we can force people to behave a certain way. So to prove that point, I have locations in Philadelphia, deeper part of Pennsylvania, and in New Jersey. When the state of New Jersey raised their cigarette tax, yes, the sales dropped here, but my sales in Philadelphia went up almost 45%. So when the statistics were given that the sales stamps collection in New Jersey went down by 38%, no stats have been given here how much it went up in the neighboring states of Delaware or Pennsylvania. To prove that point further, I have a location, like I said, in the city of Philadelphia, and I have a location in this town called Bala Cynwyd, which is a neighboring town. So about a year and a half ago, the mayor of Philadelphia raised the cigarette tax on the cigarettes by $2 a pack, which reduced my sales in my location by 55%. Meanwhile, in Bala Cynwyd, we went up by 114%. And sure enough, about 9 months later, we had to shut that location down. And as it stands right now, I only have the figures of 2015, December. Over 380 retailer locations in the city of Philadelphia have gone out of business because of that. And the revenues in the city of Philadelphia have gone almost 35% down. Please don't quote me on that number, but I'm pretty sure it's close to it. So I'm all for doing the things for the health reasons that we're here, but something like that should be done at a federal level where it's level playing field for a businessman, not just taking opportunities away from one place and giving it to somebody else. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions for this panel testifiers? Ms. Sumter.
Hi, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in to testify. You did fine, even though you were nervous. I just happened to pull up because I went to a conference where Philadelphia actually touted putting in the cigarette tax of $2 per pack, and it was earmarked for their schools. In 2015, August, they reported that they raised $36.5 million from that tax. So it's working there. Now, whether people are shopping elsewhere, I think that's the question and the argument to be had, but the revenue still came in because people still continue to purchase cigarettes.
But, ma'am, to consider that 380 businesses going out of business, not paying their payroll, not employing those people, and the business, as far as you're right, the revenue might have gone up, but the percentage of sales that goes up in the neighboring towns, nobody considers that. All we're doing is kicking the can further to somewhere else. Yes, we can make ourselves happy saying we controlled it here, but it really does not change because it's not a level playing field. And I'm only putting it from a business perspective. It's not a level playing field. When things like this happen, you're tying our hands. And again, like I said, my business went down at one place and I gained over 114% at the other place. Yes, we're thriving there, but this location did shut down. So as far as from a business perspective, things don't change much because we're not an island. We're not forcing people. We're not stuck. It has to be a level playing field all across the nation if we're going to do something like this.
Great. Anyone else for this group? Thank you, gentlemen.